champion. Lee, if you can survive, if I let you.
Yes. He is the human suplex machine.
Now Taz is dominating the audio world with his award-winning human podcast machine.
Welcome.
Hey, this is the Fantasy Draft Edition.
I love this reaction show.
For the celebrity edition of HPM.
The human podcast machine.
Try to keep up.
You're not afraid of a little competition, are you?
This is Taz, the human podcast machine.
Yo, yo, yo. What's going on, boys and girls? It is he, Taz, the human podcast machine. And I want to say thank you for downloading and or subscribing this edition to the show. This is kind of a State of the Union type thing. Just going to go over a lot of things on my brain. Going to give you some thoughts on Raw. A little late on that because I've been busy because of the whole announcement of the live show, the Daily Show. So, which I'll talk about. The response has been great for that. It's just been, for those that don't know, Taz, the Taz Show, I should say, will be coming at you, debuting September 14th, live, daily, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., Eastern Time, and, Monday through Friday, as I said, daily, and it is called the Taz Show, Body Slams and Beyond. So it'll be, a bulk of it will be about pro wrestling, you know, sports entertainment. But there'll also be some other stuff mixed in there. Football talk, MMA talk, you know, baseball talk, some, you know, mainstream sports. But 85-90%, whatever the heck you want to say. It's the bulk, the body of it will be about the business that we all love. So, pro wrestling. So, also made an announcement about... a special segment, a weekly segment. I made an announcement yesterday about this. Good old JR, Jim Ross, from the Ross Report on Podcast One. He will have a segment on the show. I will get into that later on in this show and talk about that and my mindset behind that, along with JR's. So, I want to give some thoughts right out of the box. Well, actually, before I do that, let me digress. I digress. For a second, iTunes. It's come to my attention, guys, that if you give on the iTunes review, like if you listen to the show here on iTunes, it's pretty cool. Like it kind of helps the rating for us here at the show, and it's kind of cool. I didn't know that. I'm not big into the ratings thing. I don't really. I think it's cool, or whatever. I don't know how much it matters or don't matter. Some of the ratings are a little fugazi, from what I understand. For those not from the Northeast, that means shady. But I don't know. I don't know all about it, about the iTunes ratings and all. So apparently I was told that if you go to reviews and, you know, give the show a good review, if you like it. If you don't like it, you know, leave it alone. But give the show a good review and hit those little stars or whatever it is, that the more of those people, more of you people, I should say, that click those stars, the more it helps our rating here at the Human Podcast Machine. I just wanted to share that. I don't usually come out here and ask you guys for any favors, and it's don't be deaf. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. It's all good. It's cool. I'm busy. You guys are busy. I know what it's like to be busy, so with everything going on in everybody's lives. But if you happen to be floating around on iTunes and you want to give a good review, not even, you have to write it. Just click the star gimmick. If you like my show, click it up. Click, 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 boom. That was a good song. So that's on the old iTunes. So, couple things that stuck out to me also is on Monday Night Raw. I mean, it was this past Monday from the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. I thought it was a good show. I mean, you know, the crowd was red hot. I mean, 3 days in Brooklyn. Kudos to the New York audience and people from all over the world that happened to be in attendance, from all over the country also that happened to be in the attendance to be there for SummerSlam weekend at the NXT event on Saturday, SummerSlam on Sunday, and then Raw on Monday. The crowd was red hot throughout. I think that it just goes to prove, like, if you go to a town like anywhere in New York or Philadelphia or Chicago, no disrespect to nobody else, but those are kind of like, in the world behind the scenes of the wrestling business, you know, those are hot towns, you know, and even Boston, but Philly, Chicago, New York, you know, throw Boston in there too. You're going to get hot crowds. I mean, and it's the proof's in the pudding. It's been like that for years. Look, there's been great crowds ever. I remember shows in the Ohio area during the ECW years, like in Dayton. We do shows in Dayton. You never think Dayton's a hot wrestling town. And good God, you guys tore it down. Whoever was in Dayton, people, fans, I'm talking about going crazy. You know, I'm not disrespecting any other markets or towns, but I think the red hot towns are, in my opinion, as a performer and my years as an announcer in WWE and TNA, I would say Chicago, New York, and Philly, the top three. You could, you know, kind of, they all could take the one, number one spot at any time. But anyway, so that was in Brooklyn and Raw, and it was definitely a an amazing show. I'm sorry, amazing weekend at Barclays for the WWE and all of you fans. And it was a I don't know. I thought Raw was really good. I gotta say it was for me surreal. I missed the first few minutes. I it was surreal because I come into my house. I go in my den. I turn the TV on. I said, oh, let me put Raw on, you know, because I was running late. I was running around town doing stuff. And as soon as I turn it on, I swear to God, on a stack of Bibles, this is no joke. As soon as I turn it on, I see a big, huge video wall at Titantron, as you would call it, on Monday Night Raw. And it just says Dudleyville or whatever. Welcome to Dudleyville, something like that, with pyro going off. And it was surreal because I was like, wait, what the heck do I... Is this something I have TiVo'd? I mean, I don't know what I would have. I didn't think it was happening then. It was so strange. And I'm like, you know, and then here comes Bubba, here comes Devon through the curtain, and they're in great shape. They're probably in better shape now than they were years ago. I'm like, God, well, for a minute, because they were wearing the same gimmick, the camo. I'm like, God, this maybe is something I have TiVo. I don't know what the hell's going on. And then I realized, seeing the shape that they were both in, I'm like, oh, this is now. All right, so... The boys are back. I'm like, look at this. And then the Dudleys returned, as we all know, in Brooklyn. Great spot for these guys. Very happy for them. Great job, WWE, for re-debuting, you know, the greatest tag team of all time, arguably. You know, the most decorated tag team of all time, for sure. You know what I mean? Like, I guess if you go by amount of titles, you have to say these guys are the best. Maybe not of all time, because we did a fantasy draft about it, and in my opinion, I didn't have them in the tippy top or top 1-2 or whatever. But as far as decorated, you know, meaning championships, these guys are probably top of the heap. I think I don't keep track of titles, so save your tweets. Don't smart me up, because I really don't care. I don't really pay that much attention to it. But I will say these guys got an amazing reaction. It was no shock. They are a legacy tag team. They are a great tag team. I thought it was awesome, especially with the New Day, the heat those guys have. And then you saw 3D, through the table. I thought it was awesome. Just the whole thing was great. I'm very happy for Bubba and Devon, because I know these guys very well. They're very good friends of mine. Most of you guys know that. And I got to say, man, this is something that, you know, I think they probably both were looking forward to one day in their careers, to just lock down, another run with the WWE. It's just a perfect spot for them. And I heard it's a full-time deal. So this is not a deal where these guys just coming in for a spot here or there. This is like, these guys are going on the road. These guys are going to house shows. It's a full-time deal. So I'm super happy for these guys. Be interesting to see how they can keep up on top of their... They have probably the best wrestling school in the country. I would say them and Lance Storm. You know, I would say throw Booker T in there. Booker finds the time to run his school, all the stuff he's doing for WWE. But now the Dudleys, you know, hopefully they can run that great school they have, Team 3D Wrestling Academy down in Orlando, which is an amazing place. But these guys are pros. These guys are hard workers in and out of the ring. They're professionals. They're dedicated. They got their head screwed on right. They're good people. They're family people, and I'm just really, excuse me, I'm really, really, really just happy for them. I thought it was just an amazing, sorry, I just punched my microphone. I thought it was an amazing reaction, like I said. So, before we rock and roll into the rest of some of my thoughts and opinions on Raw, I'm kind of just thinking of different things, so pardon me if I'm out of order. Like I said, when I turned my TV on Monday live, and I saw the Dudleys, like, what the heck is this? You know, so it was just weird for me that I turned it on there. But before I rock and roll with some other thoughts from Raw, sporadic thoughts from Raw, Got to tell you about my homeboys over at Adorama, as you know. Adorama, man, this is not just some camera store. Adorama gets it done, man. Adorama.com/tradeup. Remember that. Before you buy, Adorama.com/tradeup. Check out. This event is the biggest of the summer. It's the Dell Computer Windows 10 trade-up extravaganza, man. This thing is off the chart. The trade-up deadline may have passed, but not at Adorama, guys. Save a C-note. Save a few shekels. Save a Hyundai. Save a $100 bill, as my man Jay-Z would say. That's right. You can save, no matter what you want to call it, you can save $100 when you upgrade any old notebook. Listen to this. You upgrade any old notebook or desktop computer to a new Dell computer with Windows 10 powered by Intel. The Windows 10 trade-up event is for a limited time only. Some restrictions may apply. Adorama.com/tradeup. I'm telling you, man, you got to jump on this. And check this out. The savings don't end right there, bro. There's more. You can save up to another $100, $100 bill. You can save up to another $100 off of your whole deal with an exclusive bundles of Microsoft Office deals. Like they say, bro, like my boy say, like Seth would say, have the mentions gone but sugar. Well, it looks that way. So you best hurry before they come to their senses, man, and jump on this deal at Adorama.com/tradeup. Adorama, located right in the heart of New York City, man, at 42 West 18th Street between 5th and 6th Avenues, right down the road over here. And online, obviously, at Adorama.com. So Adorama, like I said, man, much more than a camera store. Adorama.com/tradeup. Check them out, man. They're good people. They get stuff done the right way. So, and they're big supporters of the Human Podcast Machine, my show, me in general. So, you know, you support these guys, man. They're legit. Go check them out at Adorama.com. So back to my thoughts on Raw. Divas. Divas got a little disrespected, you know what I mean, by the live audience there in Brooklyn. And there was some scuttlebutt. I think one of the Bellas tweeted something out, taking a shot, basically telling the Brooklyn crowd to kiss her ass. Some people are like, well, what do you think of this? I mean, should she be upset over this or any of the girls in the segment? Yeah, I think so. I mean, if you get disrespected, it should be a little upset over that for sure. I mean, look, I don't think the segment was good. I mean, it was Miz, his segment with PCB and Bella's and Alicia Fox, you know, with Team PCB and, Paige Charlotte and Becky Lynch. And I just don't think it was a good segment. It was just something not gelling with the segment. It went on a little long, and the audience got a little antsy, got a little annoyed. And hey, look, man, it's New York. As great as a crowd they are, they're going to let you know how they feel. It's just the way it goes. But I could see any of the talent's viewpoint and feeling that they felt disrespected because of the wave or whatever the hell they were doing. Look, that's going to happen. Which if you lose them, that's it. You're done. I mean, I don't blame them, like I said, for being upset. But I could see the crowd's point of view, too. You know, you got to understand, you're coming in the third night of just a plethora of hours of programming by the WWE in that building. And a lot of those folks sitting there on Raw were at all the other events, too. So to get to a point where it's like, all right, got it, enough, give me the next thing. You know, I'm getting a little bored. The honeymoon's over here with this Brooklyn Barclays, you know, WWE thing, and it's the last night type of attitude if you're a fan sitting there. I'm giving you a New Yorker's perspective. That's me. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying that's how some people might have sat there. But I could see why any of the talents would get upset like that. Now, with a heel slant, you know, you got to realize if you're a Bella and you're tweeting that and then you're going back into the New York area, you're going to get eaten up even more, which is not a bad thing. That's good. You're getting a monster reaction. So it all works. You know what I mean? So and speaking of monsters, how about my man who debuted, bro? How about my man who debuted with the Wyatt family, Braun Strowman, dude, a legit strongman. This dude's from North Carolina. He's definitely well over 6'5", 6'6". Humongous dude, big, thick, throwback looking, powerlifter physique. I mean, Braun Strowman, that's his name. This guy, beware, this guy is going to make some waves. He looked really good. They built him right way. The spot was great for him to come out right there in Brooklyn. People reacted well to him. My man used a standing version of a kata gatami, okay, which is a standing choke where the arm is trapped. For those people that watch TNA or used to watch TNA or whatever, if you remember my man Sam Shaw, he used to use a kata gatami. Quick backstory on that, you know, when I was in TNA, they're like, you know, we're trying to come up with a submission for this guy. Taz, you got any ideas? I go, yeah, let me think about it. And then I thought about it, talked to Sam, and I gave him the kata gatami, you know, and he used it, and they pushed it different ways or whatever. Their machine really doesn't know how to get things over the right way. No knock on Sam Shaw. I just don't think the company got it over the right way. They tried to, but it just, you know, things there sometimes just don't work. But I digress. But you saw my man Strowman just hook this thing, ragdolling dudes. I mean, just a monster, just a big, huge, impressive-looking guy with a great his face, his hair, the whole thing, perfect fit for the Wyatts. I really enjoyed this. I liked it. It was nice to see someone new, some fresh blood there. I thought it was real good. You know what I mean? I really enjoyed it. I thought it was good stuff. So good luck to this young man. Hopefully things go well for him. Big, legitimate, strong man. This guy's won titles and stuff like that. You know, big dude from North Kakalaki. So, you'll check my man out and see him. So Bray's got some more backup. So that's good stuff for him. What else stuck out to me? Oh, the Stardust. Supposed to be a tag team deal where Wade Barrett, he comes out, Stardust comes out. I believe that was the order. They're going to tag up, and next thing you know, Stardust, with his unpredictability, just out of nowhere, attacks Wade Barrett. No one knows why. Beats the crap out of Wade Barrett, leaves him for dead, and then Neville comes in and, you know, for the save and whatever. Comes in, bumps around, goes crazy. But here's the thing, I'm not talking about Neville. What I'm talking about is Wade Barrett. Like, what the heck happened? This guy is legit. He's tremendous. Big fan of Wade Barrett. He gets beat up by Stardust, and then he's just gone. Stardust, easy for me to say. And then he's just gone. And then Neville comes in, and just like, you got, hopefully they, I don't read like SmackDown spoilers and stuff. Hopefully they come back with something for my man Wade Barrett, and something's going on here, so he can get some redemption, because they kind of just, you know, he just like, they didn't show him selling, they didn't show nothing, he was just gone. I don't think that was too cool, to be honest, you know, and unless they're deep pushing this guy, I don't really know, but. That was interesting. So let's keep an eye on the Wade Barrett thing, and hopefully they follow up. Again, you know, don't bother tweeting me about spoilers from SmackDown. I don't care. I'll watch the show, you know. So maybe he got some redemption or did something. I don't know. But I just thought it was odd that he got laid out, and once he got bumped and finished by Stardust and Neville came out, Wade Barrett didn't do anything. He didn't have no comeback again with that mic. He had no comeback or nothing. Just saw nothing from him. It was just weird to me. Stardust looked great in his deal. He did. And again, I really enjoyed that match from SummerSlam. And I thought Steve Amell was great in that tag team matchup and stuff. I talked about that on the SummerSlam review. Me and Seth did that. So, what else? John Cena, my man Cena, he gets into, we saw Ric Flair come out, so it was great to see the Nate, you know, and he comes out and does his thing, and then, boom, because Stewart was kind of talking about Ric Flair, and then here comes Nature Boy, nice surprise. That was the order of events, right? John Stewart cut his promo, and then, surprise, John Stewart was Ric Flair. Ric comes out, the Nature Boy, styling and profiling, doing his whole Nature Boy stuff, John Cena comes out and gets into a verbal confrontation with John Stewart. Now, this is where I had, like, a problem, right? I tweeted about it. It was a little disjointed for me, you know? And where it was like, you know, John Stewart, he needs to be afraid. Like, he needs to get out of the ring. He's got to keep that distance. They got to book him to keep that distance from a guy like John Cena. You know, he cost John Cena the U.S. title and a match at SummerSlam the night before. And, I'm like, why is John Cena not punching this little squirt in his face right now from a creative standpoint? You know what I mean? I'm in a entertainment fictional world right now, as I tell this to you. I'm not saying he should really punch the guy in the face. But you get my drift. I understand what they did, and I thought they ended it well, and hence I tweeted about that too. I thought it was a great way to finish it, where John Cena ends up bumping, I think it was the Attitude Adjustment, John Stewart, and, you know, drilled him with that. I thought that was really cool, but I thought it would have been a little better if the promo would have been done where it wasn't like, it just, Jon Stewart, for him not to be afraid was a little bit, you know, he should be terrified, like out of the ring. Like, don't treat me like, well, he was, his face was selling and he was a little afraid. Stop. He's got to get out of the ring. Okay, he's 140 pounds soaking wet with a brick in his pocket. This guy's John Cena, a 17-time billion-million champion, whatever he's had, 15-time champion, a gigantic, big, strong, rugged dude, you know, that can, you know, whoop your ass. I mean, John Stewart needs to get out of the ring. But whatever, I thought the end of the segment good. I liked the way it ended. I did. I thought it was cool, smart. Kudos to John Stewart for taking the bump. So basically, in the past 5 years, Jon Stewart has taken more bumps than Taz. I digress. And then another thing that jumps out to me is the ending. You know, it was a whole build-up, the thread, little inside term for you guys that like to put stuff on the internet for your little list, the thread. The thread of the show, that's one you don't hear much, by the way, was this big box that, you know, Stephanie and Hunter have a present, the statue. They're going to give him a statue of himself to Seth Rollins. And they did a good job showing, you know, Bruno get his statue, showing the great late, great Andre the Giant get his statue and all this stuff, all this different stuff. They're showing all this and teasing it. And they even showed a statue a little bit in the box, you know, and whatever. And then fast forward to the end of the segment, the end of the show, I should say. You know somebody's in a box. You know that somebody's in this box. The box is huge. It's in the ring. Rollins is in the ring with Hunter and Stephanie. They're going to present it to him. It was great heel stuff all the way through. And I got to tell you, I got hooked a little bit. I had a feeling it was going to be Cena in the box. Because Cena got taken away by fake police that weren't even police earlier in the show. So, it wasn't Cena in a box. As we know, it was a man called Sting. So the Stinger reappears in the WWE, and I thought it was great. Personally love Sting. I think he's a super guy. Nothing but insane respect for this guy and his success in his career. Just a great, great guy. Love anything positive that happens to Sting, I'm in. I think it's great. Love the guy. So Sting came out and looked great. He got some legit offense on Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins bumped around for him a little bit. I thought Sting looked great. I did. I thought he looked great for a man his age. Looked great for a guy out there still doing it. I tipped my cap. Great job, Stinger. And I guess now we're going to Sting versus Rollins at Night of Champions, which should be pretty cool. I think it's great. I was a nice surprise. I mean, maybe some of you guys that are real hardcore, dedicated wrestling fans that read everything on the internet, you know, and know every little backstory, you probably had knew that it was going to be Sting. I didn't. I guess I'm a mark. But I had a feeling, I thought it was going to be Cena, but it wasn't. So anyway, that's the deal. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. I'm going to give you some quick thoughts on Tough Enough, and I'm going to break down some more details about the Taz show coming to you live, how the whole JR thing came about. So I'll be right back. Stay tuned. Stay stuck here with me. I'm Taz. Hang on.
We'll be right back with the warm, cuddly, fuzzy Taz.
Machine.
90%. That's the percent of your life that you're in your underwear. And yo, underwear, it gets old and it gets old fast. Gets saggy and stretched out, yucky to wear. I know this is not a comfortable topic for many to talk about. Me personally, I'm actually comfortable talking about people's underwear. Okay, I'll tell you why. Because my friends over at MeUndies.com, they got you covered. Yo, MeUndies has the most comfortable underwear you will ever try on. And it's insane how good they make you feel. They fit perfectly. They don't ride up you. They literally pull the moisture from your skin so you stay cool. And everybody wants to be cool. But they also make you look great, guys. No doubt about it. Go to MeUndies.com and check out the photography, man. And for girls, check out those smoking hot boy shorts. Every chick loves boy shorts. I love saying that. It's hilarious. the quality would be typically retail for two times the MeUndies price. No retail middleman, guys. That means more savings for you. So check it out. I'm going to make it easy for you because I'm going to hook you up with this great deal right now. So go to MeUndies.com/Taz. That's MeUndies.com/TAZ and get 20% off your first order and a low flat rate international shipping. Save even more when you buy a pack of them. It's a great deal. They guarantee you're going to be happy with them or the first pair is free. Once you feel MeUndies on your body, you will never go back. They also got t-shirts and stuff like that, long sleeve shirts for you. They got all sorts of stuff on there. You got to go to this website, MeUndies.com, and check it out. And MeUndies isn't just for guys. They just launched their All of Me Women's Collection, a four-piece line of undies designed specifically for the female body in all of its complex, gorgeous-as-hell glory. Everyone knows the woman's body, well, it's pretty hot. So check it out. Buy it for your girlfriend, your wife, whatever. Or if you're a chick, listen to this. Buy it for yourself. For guys, girls, whatever. They got all sorts of stuff. Go to MeUndies.com. You're going to save 20% by using my code. You know, but to get that 20% off, you have to go to MeUndies.com/TAZ. That's MeUndies, MeUndies.com/Taz. All right, we know it's that time that you got to talk about my crew, my boys over at DraftKings, because it's basically just around the corner. The NFL season's here. All the preseason games are going. Camp is rocking and rolling. There's a lot going on, and you could start your season by winning $2 million in week one of DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. Seth, I know you're big in DraftKings.
I love DraftKings. DraftKings was all over SummerSlam yesterday.
Yeah, it was. I was very impressed. Yeah, it's one-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. It's like a brand-new season every time you play. You just pick your players, pile up the points, pick up your cash. That's it. You're good.
And if you want to win $2 million, do not draft Jordy Nelson. Jordy, unfortunately, he tore his ACL, and that really sucks for fantasy guys and DraftKings guys.
I get my fantasy, a lot of my fantasy advice from Professor Vegas, Mike Tenay, who's a big DraftKings guy also.
And he's a good friend of yours. That's why.
Of course.
But now, everyone can get that advice from Professor Vegas.
Yes, that's right. And
download the show.
And you got to get on if you get on that advice from Professor Vegas also from DraftKings. So, look, you've already been scouting players for your season-long fantasy team, right? You know what you want to do. You got your crew. You're all set. I guess so. Put that knowledge to the test every week this football season at DraftKings.com, where you can turn your love into football for a lifetime of cash. So, look, hurry to DraftKings.com right now and use the code TAZ to play for free, guys. That's code TAZ, Taz, to play for free for a shot at $2 million in week one millionaire maker, baby. Enter TAZ, Taz, for free entry now at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com, that's DraftKings.com. All right. Welcome back right here to the Human Podcast Machine. I am Taz. I hope you liked the front end of this show where I broke down, I just gave you some thoughts and opinions and views on Raw. Excuse me. And talked a little bit about my thoughts and views on the whole Brooklyn thing for the 3 days and all that stuff with Barclays, with the WWE. Quick thoughts right here on Tough Enough. You got your two winners of Tough Enough, the big dude Josh that does the gimmick Star Wars Chewbacca call. So Josh won, and Sara Lee, not the girl with the cakes. Those people that know what I mean when I say Sara Lee. Sara Lee wins and Josh wins. Tough Enough. Congrats to those young people. ZZ did not win, which I think many people in the world of wrestling I think as a hoax, would have loved to have seen ZZ win, because the guy just, as we all know, doesn't fit the WWE model in any way, shape, or form. And just, he's kind of, they painted him as a lazy, screw-up guy who's out of shape and whatnot. So, because he is. So, who would have thunk it? If you guys, you know, voted ZZ in to win this Tough Enough thing, I think Vince McMahon would have cringed to the point that his skin would have fell off. I gotta tell you. So, I think Vince for his own party, that Josh won, and not ZZ. Yeah, I think Vince definitely voted for Josh. But you guys voted the Sarah Lee and Josh in to win this thing, so hopefully these kids can do something good here. I mean, they got a long way to go, very long way to go. I gotta tell you, it was Tough Enough. When I first heard that he was coming back, I was excited. I was very excited. A lot of you guys thought that they might come to me to do something with the show. A host, a judge, a trainer, something. Because I was part of the first one and other ones and all this stuff. And then I was out of my TNA contract. You know, it just, that never came. It never happened. And I got to tell you, frankly, no disrespect to nobody, but I'm kind of happy. I was happy then because I didn't have the time. I was building towards my whole live show thing with CBS, my daily show. And I knew this was going to happen. It took a long time. So I didn't know how much time I would have in my schedule. That's number one. Number two, I thought Tough Enough was going to be awesome. Okay. But I'm kind of glad it didn't happen because, that they never came to me and said, here's $1 billion. Come be a judge or whatever, you know? I don't think it was a good series, a good show. They put work and effort into the thing, but I just don't think Tough Enough. I wasn't a fan of it. I think a lot of you guys agree. It just wasn't great. I mean, it's not lack of effort by the WWE. It just didn't work. I mean, just the production wise and maybe the way it was written up and maybe the characters involved, you know, the people involved. Sometimes things just don't click. I'll give you my opinion, you know. So some of you guys might have loved it, and that's cool. And I know that a lot of you guys watched it, and there was a lot of buzz about it online. I also know a lot of people didn't like it. So I was, you know, meaning the whole series. You know, I wasn't crazy about it. I just wasn't. I got to be real here. Sorry if that pisses anybody off. Well, you know, be pissed. But congratulations to Josh and Sarah Lee. So we'll see what happens with them. And that's my viewpoint on Tough Enough. Now, about my new show, The Taz Show, that's coming at you live daily on September 14th. And please spread the word about this show. It's a morning drive show, East Coast, as I said at the top of this show, and I said in my breakdown that CBS put out that press release, and I've done a lot of interviews with CBS radio sports stations throughout the United States on Monday and Tuesday. So the Taz Show basically will be, there's some things I want to clear up, where it'll be available and all that stuff. It's going to be available, it's online, it's digital online radio, and it's going to be video also. So you could watch this. You could watch me in the studio with Seth and some other cast of characters in the CBS studios that I'll be dealing with, you know, techs and stuff like that, and age, audio guys and stuff like that, and video guys. So it's going to be a full bore radio show that's on TV, but not TV. It's going to be online. So you can watch it on a couple of different of CBS's platforms, so online platforms. One of them is radio.com. The other one is play.it, okay? And I heard someone told me that, I think it was from PW Insider, Dave Shearer was on Jim Ross's podcast recently, which I heard was really good. I want to listen to it. So I think Dave Shearer is a credible guy, and he's a good guy. He knows his stuff, and JR is, of course, a legend, and he's the man. So that seems like it's going to be a good show. I want to hear that. But I did hear that Dave Shearer said the show's not my, when he talked about my show, which was very nice, those guys. And thank you to both those guys if they're listening. The show is live. I think Dave said I don't want to put words in his mouth. I think he said, I don't think it's going to be live. No, it's going to be live. It'll be live every day. It's live, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday on play.it. You can watch it and see it. And on radio.com. And I think there's going to be another platform possibly coming too. There's also going to be like my own subsite right from CBS put together on play.it, the, you know, TazShow.com. So it'll be there too. But we'll get into that over the next couple of weeks because we still got a little ways to go before September 14th is here. Now, JR is going to have a segment on my show. You know, I thought about this. This is just me thinking about it and thinking that JR, in my opinion, I feel like he needs to get back to having just me. This is me, just because I'm a JR fan personally and professionally. He needs to have a live presence back somehow, some way, so fans can hear JR. You can obviously hear him on his podcast, on Podcast One. He does his one-man shows all over the place, United States, on stage, which is great. He does a lot of different stuff for Fox Sports. He does a lot of stuff. But a weekly segment is something that I think would be cool. I talked to Seth, get his opinion, talked to some folks at CBS, and then I contacted JR, and I said, JR, look, man, this is what I'm thinking, man. We just have a segment every week where you come on, and you know, to be honest with you guys, we're trying to figure out some details on it, but the JR segment on my show might not be all wrestling. It might be some football stuff. We're both big football fans, and you know, I think a lot of you guys are football fans too. My demographic would be college/NFL football fans, so I think we'll touch on that a lot. JR is so well versed and just knows so much about the game. As do I, as a former player and a fan, and a former coach on a lower level, in a high school level. So I think him and I shooting the breeze about some football on a weekly basis might be cool. I think you guys would like that. Tweet me and just give me your opinion on that, but I think that's what we're going to be doing a lot of. We'll obviously touch on the business when JR has his segment, the wrestling business, when he comes on the show every week on the Taz Show. So that's really – and this mic, I got to get a new mic, dude. This thing keeps falling. See, it's unedited, unscripted, unstructured right here. You talk about raw, this is raw. So, what do you call it? So, yeah, I'm really excited about this, about JR, coming on the show every week. There's going to be a couple more things like this. A couple more people, from the sports entertainment realm, pro wrestling business, possibly, that will have a segment on my show. Just to give different viewpoints. I think it'll be pretty cool. That's why we're really sitting down, formatting the Taz Show, coming up with different stuff so you guys can enjoy it. And again, I want to talk again about, so it's live, but for those that live on the West Coast that aren't getting up that early or that live in the UK or somewhere, you know, where it's 7 a.m. is Eastern, it's just way too early for you to get up and listen to the show live. The show will podcast basically immediately right after the show ends, for the most part. The show will end 9 a.m. Eastern, and by 10 a.m. Eastern, it will drop as a podcast on play.it. So you could listen to the show every day on demand on your phone, either live and or you know, as a podcast every single day. Now, here's the cool thing: if you listen live, there will be live phone lines every single day, so I can interact with you. You could call in, talk to me, talk to Seth. You know, whatever topic we're talking about. So there will be a live hotline, phone line that we'll give out throughout the show and on play.it and on thetazshow.com and all this stuff and on radio.com. So live phone lines will be a lot of fun. We did that when we did the Taz Live series, you know, months ago when we did it at WFAM here in New York. And we had live phone lines that worked out great. So CBS said, no, dude, we love the way you interact with the fans, and we love to hear their opinions, and it's a lot of fun. Let's give you some live phone lines. I'm like, I'm cool. I'm in. Let's do it. So the Taz Show is going to be a boatload of fun, guys. I'm telling you. A lot of work for me, but it's going to be a blast. You know, this is something I've been looking to do for a lot of years. So a lot of years. So, and let's face it, digital radio, online, on-demand stuff is where we are now. It's not just the future. It's now. We do everything on handheld device, you know, so you could listen to the show. You could watch my show from your cell phone, you know, from your iPhone, you know, from your Samsung, you know, from whatever you got, your tablet, whatever it is, you know, your laptop. So, you know, it's, but we'll get into more of that, everything of where you could find it. As I just said, I'll keep plugging that to you guys so you guys know the deal. And spread the word, man. Please spread the word about the Taz Show starting September 14th, live. And again, very thankful and happy that JR is all in. He's very excited to do this. He told me straight up on the phone yesterday. We had a long conversation, and it's going to be great. So, and I hope this was great. I hope you guys enjoyed this edition of the Human Podcast. And I do appreciate you jumping on. And remember, go to iTunes and give the show a review. You don't have to write about it. Just like I said, click the star. Help us out with the rating a little bit if you want. Stay on top of sponsors. You know, my friends at Harry's, Adorama, you know what I mean? Of course, DraftKings. You know, these people are supporting the show, and you guys have been supporting them. Keep doing that, please. All right, good, man. I'll be back next week with some more stuff for you guys. We're getting closer to September 14th, where the Taz Show will be coming at you every day. I'm Taz. You're not. See you.